This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sure.
In the last ayah of Surah As-Saff, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنصَارَ اللَّهِ كَمَا قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This ayah, I tried looking at the tafsir, like فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَ فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَى عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. Like they became, you know, dominant or whatever. I looked at the tafsir, several versions of the tafsir, and they say that this the Christians split into three, and like the two groups, the two deviant groups, they basically overpowered, the believing group. But I'm just a little bit lost how, and they say that the believing group became dominant because of the Prophet ﷺ's message. Could you like explain that?
I think I had a whole khutbah on this, as far as I remember. Maybe my admin can dig it out. It's about Prophet. Basically, I was connecting the Saf with Al Jum'ah, because the surah that comes after Al Saf is Al Jum'ah, right? No? Al Munafiqun, no? Al Munafiqun or Al Jum'ah? What surah comes?
I'm not sure.
Al-Jum'ah. I think it's Al-Jum'ah, if I'm not mistaken. Al-Jum'ah. Right? Look at the verse.
I can.
Huh? It is Al-Jum'ah, right?
I can look it up.
Yeah, just verify as I'm talking. Verify. Now, what you mentioned is correct. That the Christians split into three main groups. We know that they split into 72. But at the time, there were three which really were the base for the rest of the splitting. Subgroups came out from these three. Two of them were Abun Shirk, and one who said that Jesus, peace be upon Isa ibn Maryam, is Rasulullah, and he was sent to bring Tawheed to the world like all the previous messengers before him. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, those two initially conquered the one in reference to the Nicaea conference. When they met in Nicaea, the year 324 after Prophet Isa alayhi salam was born, and they basically agreed to adopt the Pauline theology, the distorted version of Christianity, which was initiated in Europe, in Cyprus, begin with, in southern Italy, at the hands of a man called Paul, a self-claimed disciple who never met Jesus in his life. So they adopted that, which is the living Christians now, the living Christianity now, the distorted Christianity now, the doctrine of atonement, that someone has to die for your sins, the Son, the Trinity, and all that stuff. So that's what they adopted when they met. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided that group by sending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And read the second verse in Surah Al-Jum'ah. I think we have somebody who confirmed, Sultana here confirmed that, yes, it is Al-Jum'ah. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Oh, that's the aiding, which is mentioned at the very end of Surah As-Saff. The aiding here is by sending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rectifying the distortion which the Christians infused into their scripture or textual scripture, and to clarify who Jesus was and all of that, and that's what sent by it. Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feek.